We have an issue. Growth is fading away, and our planet's resources are following suit, especially of our continent, Africa. The global economy has stopped growing, and in fact, it's been in decline for the last 50 years. We have to save our planet, but Africa comes first. Her dependence to her resources is of worrying concern, and will prove a bigger challenge as we go on to the fourth industrial revolution. Africa will double its population to 2 billion by 2045. But without economic growth and jobs, this will prove to be a political and social catastrophe for us all. Now, we are already seeing converging trends towards this future of work that will threaten our jobs and our abilities to feed our family. How will we share this wealth from the new gains of the new capabilities that aim to multiply our efforts through artificial intelligence. A fellow avant-gardist, allow me to put it to you that we're in the inception phase of the fourth industrial revolution, otherwise known as Industry 4.0. Why a revolution, you might ask yourself? The Oxford Dictionary denotes the word revolution as an abrupt and radical change which is often impossible at the beginning and appear inevitable after the event. Why only the fourth? Simply because there's been three others before it. The fourth one is a culmination of the previous ones, which fundamentally changes the way we live, we work, and most importantly, relate to one another. Why is this relevant for the African continent? Purely because it promises to transform the environmental advances ranging from protecting the environment, providing and mitigating food, water, and energy supply shortages. The depletion of our resources and decline of commodity prices will leave us with no other option but to decouple growth from the resource constraints that we have. Growth doesn't automatically happen. We have to seize opportunities. We have to make choices. We have to contribute as citizens, government officials, and most importantly, as leaders. We need to design systems that ensure sustainable growth for us all and a better future for our children. Now, it goes without saying that economic growth is not the only measure of success for African reformation. However, it is a significant one. We need to stabilize our societies through education. And by this, I'm not referring to our many degrees that we have amassed behind classrooms and in our schools. Education, to me, is what remains behind after we have forgotten everything we've learned at school, which results in knowledge. Che Guevara reminds us that each particle of knowledge we gain helps us cement the foundations of the future. And with that being said, my proposal is that those of us with this knowledge have to embark on an each one, reach one, to teach one initiative. We go back to our respective homesteads and disseminate this knowledge that will help us with our food, water, and energy supply shortages, amongst others. We cannot continue living in our silos and utilizing this knowledge only to serve our corporate masters and subsequently oppress our fellow Africans back home with our newly acquired taste for the finer things in life and continue turning a blind eye over our problems and our respective one. Planet Earth, and most importantly, Africa needs you more than ever. We have to assume strong, critical leadership roles in all aspects of our lives, our workplace, communities, and families, and lead against our wasteful resource utilization. Let us save our precious planet through our change of behavior as well as mindset. Africa comes first. Africa comes first. Africa comes first.